The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
FlyPod.com. I'm Mark DeWitt. Welcome to Cover to Cover. Today in the studio, New York Times bestselling and USA Today bestselling author Shelley Shepherd Gray. She has a brand new book out. It's titled Daybreak, Book One, The Days of Redemption. Shelley, welcome.
Thank you so much, Mark. I'm so pleased to be here and visit with you.
All right, now this book, kind of cool because we take a look at the Amish, we take a look at the Mennonite community. We start out, we're in a retirement home, retirement village, if you will. And tell me a little bit about the characters in this book.
You know, I was in Berlin last fall on a book tour, and I happened to be with a couple of readers, and we were looking out the windows of our van and looking at all the beautiful sceneries and these large houses filled with, you know, you could see the laundry outside and multi-generations of Amish. And someone said, you know, this is why I would love to be Amish. I would love to have a perfect life like them. And I started thinking, you know what, maybe everything isn't so perfect inside as everyone would imagine it to be. So that was kind of the inspiration for this series. It takes place in Berlin, and I'm really excited about it. It's really the story of three generations of a family, the Keim family. And while everything is in many ways is very good, there's some problems that they've kind of been pushed to the side that need to be dealt with. I'm really excited about this series.
And Berlin and Ohio, correct?
Yes, yes. This is my third series set up in the Holmes County area. A couple of years ago did Seasons of Sugar Creek. Then there, right next to Sugar Creek is Walnut Creek, and right to the west of that is Berlin. So it's fun to be back in that area. I happen to know some Amish up there, and they've been tickled that I keep coming up and setting books in their area. So it's always a delight to set a novel in that area. You know, amazing things. It just, in these little Amish houses in the thick of it all. Here in Berlin, it takes place in these wide, beautiful farms that have been in families for generations. I really enjoy writing about the contrast, trying to show people that there's just not one type of Amish person. They're all over the country, and each individual is unique as anyone else you might imagine.
Shelley, the book Daybreak, of course, your brand new series. If I were to go to the bookshelf and pull this off at one of the great bookstores around, where would I find this? It seems like it's an inspirational story.
It is. I write inspirational fiction. It's actually, I guess, exactly a Christian romance. But there's a little bit more to it than just boy meets girl and falls in love. But it's definitely in the inspirational section. And I find that is the perfect place for it. The Amish, I know they live every single day according to their faith, and it would be a difficult thing to write a novel about the Amish without including their faith and how important it is in their lives.
Shelley, now you're not wearing a bonnet. I don't think you're Amish. I don't think you drove up here in a horse and buggy, although I didn't go outside and look. But, you know, you had to do some research on this, and you probably talked to some Amish and Mennonite people. How open were they to talk to you?
You know, it is so funny how all this came to pass. I happen to live in northern Cincinnati, and just an hour from my home is Adams County, which is the setting of my first Amish series. Secrets of Sisters of the Heart. They're all kind of getting confused in my mind now. Anyway, I just happened to be at church one day talking to someone saying, I'm going to write this Amish series, and I've been on the internet and checking out library books. I just wish I knew someone, but I didn't want to be, you know, too forward and, you know, be rude to someone who might be Mennonite or Amish. It just so happened that someone at church said, well, my wife grew up Mennonite in Holmes County, and her best friend is Old Order Amish. Do you think you'd like to visit with them? And that conversation led to many, many conversations and visits up in Holmes County and Sugar Creek. And I've actually made friends. About 2 years ago, my husband and I were invited to my Amish friend's niece's wedding. We were one of the few Englishers there. You know, at first I thought, oh gosh, they're going to be like, what is Shelley doing now? But they started teasing me, saying, Shelley, are we going to be in your newest book? So I think, you know, they know I work very hard to try to give their lives dignity and be very respectful of their chosen way of life. And because of that, I just happen to be Shelley the writer. They just happen to be Amish, but we've turned out we have a lot in common. They've taught me a lot.
So are they readers of your novels?
They are. Every time I publish a book, my publisher, HarperCollins, sends me two of the first copies right off the press. I keep one, and I put the other right in an envelope and set it up to my Amish friend. And she just happens to work in a hotel cleaning rooms, and there's many Mennonite and Amish ladies that do that, that work with her. They're all buddies, and the books get passed around. And I'd say maybe in 2 weeks or so, the letters start coming, and everyone's a critic. You know, they'll say, this is what part we like, Shelley, this part not so much. And every once in a while, I'll hit it great, and they'll be like, you need to write faster. We're ready to see what happens next. They've been great. And, you know, they're so cute. I'll say, well, what advice do you have for me? And they said, just write a good story. We're like anyone else. We want to keep reading a book that we want to finish.
You know, this book takes place, it starts out with a retirement community, Mennonites, Amish. There's a couple of different orders of Amish. And the Mennonites, I'm sure, are a little different also. How well does that group in real life actually get along?
You know, I can't speak for all around the world or in different countries, but I do know up in Berlin and in Sugar Creek, the communities all get along very well. I've been in the Sugar Creek Library just talking to people, and the library will be filled of everyone wearing all different kinds of outfits, where if you were not part of that community, you might be taken a little bit aback. There's ladies and men in Old Order clothing right next and chatting with ladies who are Mennonites, who are wearing long dresses and just the tiniest of caps on their head. And, you know, their dresses might be flowered. And right next to that, they're talking with, you know, the baseball star from the local high school. Everyone, you know, it's a real melding of different ideas and communities. One of the hallmarks of the Amish and Mennonites is respect for other people and other beliefs. People aren't trying to convert you to become Amish, but they'd like you to respect them just as they respect you. They don't look down on people because they drive cars. They just choose not to drive cars.
You know, with the Amish, I never really thought of them as being a religion that would, like, go knocking on your door and saying, hey, you know, you have to believe in our way. We want you in our order. They are pretty much born into that, aren't they?
They really are. You know, what is funny is you were raised Amish, but you actually don't decide to become Amish until you have your kind of bit of freedom. It's called the Rumspringa, or the running around ears. I think sometimes on TV they make it seem very dark and dangerous. Usually it's just a time for older teenagers and kids in their early 20s to just kind of make sure, look around the world and make sure that the Amish life that they were born into is the one they continue to want to live in. Most get baptized in their early 20s. And it's a very serious vow, just like I guess any other baptism is. It is just, it's wonderful that once they take that step, it just means everything to them. And they've taught me so much about just living each day according to their faith and appreciating every day. I can't tell you how much I've gone there and I'll be talking about goals or trips or something like that. And I can just tell in my friend's eyes, she's trying to just say, slow down, enjoy right this minute. So I feel like every couple of months I need to make a trip up to Holmes County just to get refreshed.
So is that the main lesson that you've learned from them?
I think so. I had a wonderful conversation once in the spring. I was asking my Amish friend if I could go and look at her garden. She had a huge garden, as you might imagine, and they were getting ready to can strawberries. And so I asked her if she could take me out to the field to go look at them. But on the way there, we saw two metal chairs and a fire pit, just like you might see at Home Depot. And I said, you know, what's going on with this? I wouldn't expect to see this in an Amish backyard. And she said, oh, well, the nights are long, right, in the summer. We sit out here, and sometimes we light a fire, and we roast hot dogs, and we look at the birds. And I said, really? And so she started showing me all the birds' nests around her. And she said, that's what the evenings are for, right, to enjoy God's beauty and to be outside with nature. I've always remembered that. She probably doesn't even remember that conversation, but it really struck a chord with me that I need to enjoy every day and accept it for what it is.
Book one, The Days of Redemption. A series, I believe, correct?
Yes, it is. Daybreak is the first of a trilogy. And the next book is called Ray of Light. And the last one is Eventide. I think Ray of Light comes out in May, Eventide the beginning of September. As you might imagine, it all kind of follows the titles as far as the beginning, middle, and end of a day. And that is just kind of the theme that runs through the books. About at the beginning of the first book of Daybreak, a whole lot happens. And hopefully it was my job to make sure everything got settled down by the end of Eventide. It was a fun book to write, fun series of books to write.
So the series, this is kind of unusual because the series is already written.
Yes, it is. I am so thankful for my readers and for my publisher to allow me to have books be published fairly close together. But so because of that, I write them run right after the other. And that allows readers to, you know, not to have forgotten all the characters in book one by the time book two comes around. It was really fun for this series. We've talked a little bit about the mission world for the Amish. There's a Christian Aid Society that many of the Amish and Mennonites are a part of. And so one of my characters in Daybreak is a missionary. And part of Ray of Light actually takes place in Belize as with this missionary. So it was a fun series to write. A lot of fun research.
Not knowing a whole lot about the Amish community, that surprised me because Ed, he's a missionary, and I didn't realize that Amish or Mennonites had that where they might go to different countries and help out.
You know, that was a surprising thing to me too. And it all started again from this last visit I made to Berlin. I was lucky enough to be part of a group that had dinner with three Amish families. And their job was to just answer any questions that we might have. They were so kind to take time out of their lives to answer pesky writers' questions. But I sat across from a man, and he had just returned from Mexico. And I was very surprised because in my mind, most Amish only stayed in one place or where they could get to by a buggy. And he happened to be New Order Amish, which their rules, if you will, allow them to fly in airplanes. And they also like to do a lot of mission work around the world. And it isn't to try to convert people to become Amish, it's to make a difference in other people's lives, to give back. So while he was telling me about his work in Mexico, my mind started spinning. And I did more research into this, and in Daybreak, my character Ed, you only see him from really from his letters in Nicaragua. In book two, he's actually in Belize. So it was very fun. I kept trying to tell my publisher I thought I needed to go to these places for research, but so far I haven't gotten to go.
Well, in the book Daybreak, I mean, there are a couple questions that that you're looking at, I guess, right off the first few chapters, where the one family, there was an English mother, grandmother, and, you know, that's kind of got the family almost in a tailspin. And then with Ed, why is he home all of a sudden? And those are the questions that might be answered in this book, might be throughout the series.
Yes, you know, it was great fun trying to come up with some secrets that all the characters had. And one of the characters, her name is Lavina, and she is the matriarch of the family. She's in her 60s, and she's been always kind of one of those perfect people who not only seem to do everything just right, but kind of look down on others who don't. As you might imagine, she was kind of a tough person to get along with for my other characters. But it turns out right in that first chapter, you find out that she maybe wasn't all had this perfect life. My challenge as an author was to try to make her likable and for readers to journey with me to figure out why she would have kept so many secrets and kept them hidden and how keeping those secrets hidden influenced her personality and the way she dealt with everyone. And I have to say, by the time I finished the three novels, she ended up becoming my favorite character, although she sure wasn't at the beginning. I thought, what have I done? I don't know if I even like Lavina, which is a hard thing when you're writing. You're spending a lot of days with her. I was kept thinking, I hope she gets to be nicer. And it was kind of fun to write about someone like her.
Shelley, let's talk about some of the other series that you have, because I think you have, what, around 49 books?
I've written a lot. I sure have. However, the Daybreak is my 16th Amish novel. I've written some historicals as Shelley Gray, and before then I wrote for some other publishers too. I've been really thankful to be able to keep coming up with stories and having other people in the business believe in me enough to allow me to keep writing books. One of my fun stories is when I first started writing Amish fiction, I wrote a novel called Hidden, and I thought, gosh, I don't know if anyone else is going to like this but me. My heroine was an Englisher, which is what all the Amish call people who aren't Amish, and she was on the run from an abusive relationship, and she goes into hiding in an Amish bed and breakfast. So I wrote the first three chapters and sent it off and really thought, gosh, no one's going to want to read this but me. But thank goodness I was wrong, and it's just been kind of a whirlwind. I've been publishing a series every year, and along with a Christmas novella, which is always goes back to the previous series. So it's been great fun.
You know, I'm still in shock and awe that you're about 29 years old, I think, and you've written that many books.
Well, considering I have a 21-year-old son, I think we're way off on that with the age, but I was telling some people last night at a book signing, Daybreak just came out yesterday. You know, I used to teach sixth grade. We were transferred around a lot. That's actually how we ended up coming here in the Cincinnati area. I grew up in Texas, so I'm definitely not Amish and don't have any ties to the Amish. But after living in Texas and then teaching school in Colorado too, I realized, you know what, sixth grade teachers work really hard. I spend about 7 hours a day keeping 30 12-year-olds reasonably happy. And, I don't know what I would do with myself if I didn't write. So I am thankful that I'm able to, have books under contract and get to keep doing this job. It's a wonderful job.
When did the first idea hit to become an author?
You know, it goes back to teaching school. I have always been a reader. I've always been a huge fan of the libraries. And in fact, I will talk and speak at any library that asks me. I really enjoy them. They're close to my heart. So I've always was the girl with a big tote bag and a stack of library books. Or if there were some new books coming out, the library didn't have them yet, I would be off to the bookstore. And it just so happened one day I was sitting at my lunch break in my classroom and I had forgotten a book. And I used to read during my lunch hour just because it was quiet and I needed a little bit of downtime. And I was at loose end, so I turned on my computer, but instead of turning up, you know, to where my lesson plans were or my grade sheets, I turned into a blank page and thought, you know what, I'm just going to make something up. It doesn't matter. Nobody else will see it. It was just like I taught my students. And before I knew it, that's what I was doing every day. Now, that first book was terrible, and the second one was too, but it was a bug for me. I just enjoyed it. It made me happy. And so it's just kind of morphed from that.
The series, the Days of Redemption series, is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we at first we were thinking of calling it the Days of Reckoning, but it didn't quite fit the characters. We did realize that, you know, all the characters were trying to redeem themselves in one way or another. And we thought the days word went well with the titles of the book. So that's how the series ended up being called that.
Seems like that the books that you write, the Amish books, are probably all set in, or for the most part anyway, in a centralized location.
Yes, they are. We have the Daybreak books are set in Berlin. The Sugar Creek ones are in Sugar Creek. I have a series that was called The Families of Honor. It takes place in Geauga County, which is just east of Cleveland. Then I've already mentioned the Crittenden County books, which was a murder mystery series, and it took place in Kentucky. My publisher likes me to write books in trilogies and almost always go someplace new. So it's a lot of fun to just start imagining, you know, where else would I like to go and learn about the Amish. So in 2014, we're going back to Sugar Creek, which is a new thing, but who knows where we'll go after that.
Well, maybe my question's already been answered by that, but maybe not. Do you introduce brand new characters each time, or is there maybe somebody that slipped in one of these books that we've grown to love as we've read your series?
You know what? For every series, with the exception of the ones coming out in 2014, they're all brand new characters, which can be a little bit disconcerting for me. You know, it's funny, when I write a series, it's almost like they're brand new neighbors that moved in. I have to get to know them, and it takes a while. And so by the time I finish a trilogy, I have a whole notebook full of notes and pictures, and I know everything about them, including their first dog's name. And then to have to say goodbye to them, it's almost like, gosh, I really like those people, and now they moved away, and here are these new people that moved in. But I guess it keeps things light. I sure never get bored, and I've always got a whole list of people and characters that I think, gosh, wouldn't this be a good person to put in a book one day? So it's kind of fun to see who shows up on the page.
Shelley, I'm a little intrigued. I mean, you have a murder mystery that's an Amish, it takes place in an Amish setting. Now, what's the crime rate like in the Amish community?
I would imagine it would be really low. I think that's why I enjoyed writing this series that was set in Crittenden County. The first book was called Missing. The second book was called The Search, and the third one Found. And it opens right off the bat that they have discovered a body in the well, and it turns out it is the body of a boy named Perry Borntrager, who was not very well liked. And so the series continues. Believe it or not, they're all falling in love too, but they're also trying to figure out how this could happen in their community. It was a little far-fetched, and I have to tell you, I had to grow a lot as a writer because I am not by nature a mystery author. I love reading mysteries, but I think I love reading them because I can never figure them out. So it turned out my editor and I had to put our heads together quite a bit. She'd just be like, Shelley, we probably need to, you know, explain this a little bit more or not explain it so much. But I really did enjoy writing those books.
Did you have to do more research on that particular one with the murder involved?
You know, I got to reach out to quite a few different people than I usually do. I'm lucky my husband is a salesman. He travels a lot. And consequently, he knows people in all different places. And it just so happens one of the women that he works with, her husband is a police detective. So I had to reach out to him and tell him, you know, okay, this is what I made up. You know, tell me how it would actually make sense and be investigated. And I thought he thought I was pretty silly, but he was very helpful. And I used his, you know, information a lot. I also went down to Kentucky and I became a fan of the Crittenden County Sheriff's Department. I mean, I just really asked so many people, and I've been amazed at how many people have been willing to help me for all of the books, no matter how silly my questions have been. I think they're happy to help. I guess that's human nature.
I guess the first time down there, they might have looked at you a little different, like, what are you planning?
Yes, they did. And then they got amused. And then the Crittenden County Library, we decided that would be the perfect place to have the book launch party. So my husband and I went down the day the book came out. And gosh, we had a crowd of about 100 people there, including the mayor. And there were even some Amish people in the audience. And I stood up and started talking to them about how I made a murder in their town. And I just also happened to mention that there were some drug use going along. And I thought, oh no, Shelley, are you about to get run out of town? But they just all looked kind of amused. They all grabbed books and bought them. And then I was waiting, thinking, oh gosh, what are they going to say once they get started? But I believe it or not, I got lots of letters saying, you know, having these books, all three books out in 6 months is too long. We need to know what happens next. And that community, kind of a little aside, the Amish there, the women weren't allowed to read fiction. And but what happened was they had English friends, and I heard from more than one person that those novels were getting passed around kind of in a secret way, just because everyone wanted to see who ended up killing Perry Borntraeger.
All right, well, Shelley, let's find out about a website, because we might want to find out more about you, more about your series that you have out. If that's a word, series is?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
My website is www.shelleyshepherdgray.com, and I hope your listeners will visit me there. I'm also very active on Facebook. You can find my author page there, and I often give away books on my Facebook page. Also, if you happen to live in the South, my husband and I were fixing to go. On Friday, we head down to Alabama, and then I've been telling folks we're visiting 5 states in 5 days. It's going to be a fast and furious, fun time. We're going to be in Alabama, followed by Jacksonville, Florida, heading over to Greenville, South Carolina, up to Charlotte, and I'll be finally finishing up in Nashville, Tennessee, and then I have a feeling I'm going to need a good nap.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can go to that website, find out where in the world Shelley is. It's almost like, where's Waldo? Where's Shelley?
I have a feeling I'll be asking myself that. Where are we today? I'm so excited. I have been talking with some readers, if you will, or at least chatting with them on Facebook, and now we're going to get to see each other face to face. I'm so excited about the opportunity to talk with people about my books in person.
All right, well, the book is Daybreak. It's book one, The Days of Redemption by Shelley Shepherd Gray. Tell you what, you're going to run into some really cool people. Maybe you don't know a whole lot about the Amish Mennonite communities. Shelley, she'll open it right up for you. Oh, all your questions will be answered with this series, I'm sure. Plus the other 18 series?
Well, the other 18 books. I think this is the beginning of my 6th series for Harfer. So there's a lot. If you like Amish fiction, I hope you'll give them a try, because there's quite a few books.
And if you love an inspirational book, check out Daybreak by Shelley Shepherd Gray. You've been listening to Cover to Cover. I've been your host, Mark DeWitt. To access this or other audio programming, visit our website, theflypod.com.